This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, April 5th, 2024. We'll begin Chaf Gimel Lamed Aleph 23a, the first section. It's the black text. Again, yesterday, just a very quick recap, because we need it for today. We light the torches on a 29-day month, not in a 30-day month. The reason for that was we're worried about day 30 being Friday. Right? And then you can send out the message via the torches because you can't light them on Friday night. So you're going to end up lighting them on Motzei Shabbos. Now, people are going to come, as we say, Lemite, to, right, to make a mistake, because Amre, right, they're going to say, Hi Chaser, who, right, maybe this month, right, this month could be a 29-day month, and Rosh Chodesh was Friday. V'hai de lo avid me'edmol, but the reason that they didn't light the torches Friday night, Mishum de lo avshay, you can't light a torch on Friday night, that's Aser. Oh, Dilma, Malehu, but maybe they'll say to themselves, really, this is a full month. Ubizmano Abad, right? Really, day 30 was Shabbos. And the day between day 30 and 31 is Motzei Shabbos. So they're sending it out at the right time. So if you were to light torches for a full month also, and this situation happened, nobody's going to have any idea whether it's a short or a full month, because in either case, you'd be lighting that torch on Motzei Shabbos. So the Gemara then says, okay, I have another suggestion, right? Let's light the torches for a full month and a, right, lacking month, a 29-day month. And what about this Rosh Chodesh Erev Shabbos? V'chi mikla Rosh Chodesh be'erev Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh happens on Erev Shabbos, lo le'aved klal. Then don't light at all to avoid this confusion. Right? V'chevan de'lo avdinan Motzei Shabbos. Since you, now, how will people figure out when Rosh Chodesh was? That since you, when you don't light it on Motzei Shabbos, ve'avdinan amale, and you do in general light the torches Friday night, Meida yade de chaserhu. Everyone will know from the fact that you did not light the torches that it was supposed to be Friday night, but you couldn't light it, so you didn't light it, and that shows you, right, that day 30 was indeed Friday and it was Rosh Chodesh. So Gemara said that actually sounds like a nice solution. Afilu hachi asu lemite. They can still, people will make a mistake. This is not a great answer, but is what it is. People will still make a mistake. Amre ha'malehu. They'll say, no, maybe it really was a full month. V'hai delo avde. Why didn't they light the torches on Motzei Shabbos? Itnasehu de'itnuse. There was something happened beyond their control. They weren't on us. And they just couldn't get around to it, right? Maybe it didn't light. Maybe the wind blew the fire out. Whatever it might be. Somebody stole their cedar trees, etc., etc. Okay? That's why we don't do both. And use this solution. So now the Gemara has another suggestion. So why don't we reverse it? Right before we said we light the torches for a short month, not for a full month. So now let's let us light the torches for a full month. And don't ever light it for a short month. All right, so Amar Abaye says, no, that we don't want to do. Mishum bitul malach la'am shnei yamim. Right, because then you're waiting. If you never light on a short one, people will always be hesitant. Maybe it really is, and there's certain types of malacha, of work, that they didn't do on Rosh Chodesh. You're going to cost people 2 days of work, right, every month. But at least if you let people know as quickly as you can that day 30 is Rosh Chodesh, they'll be able to work on day 31. We want Jews to work. That, of course, is a value. So Ketzahai, now we quote from the Mishnah, Ketzahai Masim Masuos, right? How would they light the torches? Mibim Klon Sos, they bring these beams. So Amar of Yehuda says, Arba Mine Arazinheim. There are four types of, cedars, if you will, right? I guess four different types of cedar tree. And those are as follows, right? Erez Katrum, it's Shemen Uvrosh. Right? That is an Erez, which is literally a cedar. There is a Katrum, which we don't seem to, even English has no idea. And the other two are pinewood and cypress, right? Those are all types of cedar, okay? Rav, and Rav says Adra, right? You can add Adra de Vera Shila Amre Mavliga Ramulo Gulmish. All right, so you have all these, right, so Rav thinks the Katrum is an Adera tree. That doesn't really help us. A Mavliga tree, right? Some think it is, and some think it's a Gulmish tree. Google that, best of luck. Right, but they're having trouble identifying the Katrum tree, and they're trying their best. You have three different options for what it might be. Okay, and now the Gemara says, right, but that everyone agrees there's four, we're just not sure the identity of the fourth. Upliga the Rabbi the Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, this Memra of Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabbi the son of Rav Huna, Dam Rabbi Bar Huna, Amri Be Rab, right? The Rabbi Bar Huna says in the name of the house of Rabbi, Asara Mine Eras name. There's actually 10 types of Eras trees. Shinemar, it says, right, at 10 Bamidbar I will put in the desert Erez Shita Badas Ve Shemen Asim Ba'arava Brosh Tidhar Uta Ashur Yachdav. Right, so that, again, we'll have to finish this next week. But this list is as follows. This is, again, a passage from Yeshayahu. Right, the wilderness of cedar, the acacia tree, the myrtle, the pine tree, the desert cypress, the plant tree, and the larch together. All right, so those are seven. We'll find out what the next three are next week. But this concludes our learning for today this week. Please come back. Join me on Monday.